You're listening to SBS News.
Kate Kiyomari is a 52-year-old Melbourne woman diagnosed with breast cancer in December last year. She's a survivor, but it took a double mastectomy as well as thousands of dollars to beat it. She does not belittle the second part of that.
Well, the emergency fund is depleted. If the car breaks down and we have to get a new one, that's going to be quite challenging. It's going to take a few years to build those savings back up again.
Ms. Kiyomari opted to go through the private health system after her doctor offered to take the tumour out the day after diagnosis.
Now, when you're diagnosed with cancer, if you've got the option to take it out, you want to take it out. Every fibre of your being is screaming at you, take it out, take it out, take it out. Now, I had private health insurance. Do you have private health insurance? Yes. I've got a slot available tomorrow. I can take it out for you then. Yes.
In hindsight, she says she wouldn't have done anything differently because she liked her surgeon, but she says she wants other women to be better briefed. With that in mind, Cancer Council Australia, in collaboration with other charities, has released a draft standard to better regulate the cost of care. Breast Cancer Network Australia's Danielle Spence says it's about health professionals laying out the options.
We are really calling on doctors and health service providers to be able to really talk about the cost of treatment to help people make decisions that are right for them. And should they seek a second opinion? Is there a lower cost provider that could help them if they're in the private system? Or even are there public health options? Because nobody wants to be saddled with the burden of huge bills and bill shock when they are facing a crisis like cancer.
A recent study by Breast Cancer Network Australia found women diagnosed with breast cancer face average out-of-pocket costs of around $5,000 in the first 5 years. For some, though, expenses will exceed $21,000. The average cost with insurance is $7,000, almost double what women relying solely on Medicare pay. Kate Kiyomari says she would have liked the option to do a better cost-benefit analysis.
I'd really like to have happen is the doctor to say, in your case, there is no urgency. We can wait a few weeks. If you want to, if you can't afford the private gaps, we can operate in the public system in, say, 3 weeks' time. Here's a piece of paper, a pamphlet, something with some written information. I was there with my partner. We're both reeling. There's only so much information you can take in at that time.
She says her surgeon did not have a big gap in cost, but Danielle Spence from Breast Cancer Network Australia says some surgeons do.
The other point that we're talking about is, why is there so much discrepancy? Why is a woman with breast cancer quoted $25,000 for a breast reconstruction by one practitioner and another woman might be quoted $5,000? So we need to, I guess, even up the differences and at least help people to know that perhaps that first quote that they get shouldn't just be the only quote, and they do have time to seek out another referral.
Helen Isbister, SBS World News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.